With SRN News, I'm Bernie Bennett. Part of the country under attack this weekend, assaulted by gun violence. An ex-Marine smashed a pickup truck into a Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints church in Michigan, opened fire and set the building on fire during a crowded Sunday service, then was fatally shot by police. At least four people were killed and about eight were wounded, and authorities were searching the building ruins for more victims. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network recent attacks on church schools in Minneapolis and Nashville were carried out by left-wing extremists.
From everything we can tell, they seem to be left-wing ideological violence by self-identified transgenders person against Bible-believing Christians.
Sunday's attack occurred about 10:25 a.m. while hundreds of people were in the building in Grand Blanc Township outside of Flint. A North Carolina man is accused of opening fire from a boat into a crowd at a waterfront bar, killing three and wounding five others. The alleged assailant reportedly piloted a small boat close to shore, fired into the crowd, and then sped away. Two people have been killed and several more wounded when a gunman opened fire at a Texas casino. A suspect is in custody. Ukrainian pastor Mark Zagriv thanks God for protection for surviving a deadly Russian missile strike.
I'm confident this is God's protection and that it's the mercy of God that he has kept us alive, that my children are safe today, that this boy made it out from under the rubble. Because when the rescuers came in, they said, "We can't believe that everyone is alive."
Russia has launched a major drone and missile attack on Ukraine that killed at least four people. Kiev faced the heaviest assault in marking its first major bombardment since last month. This is SRN News. A new poll shows that Canadian province is becoming increasingly pro-life.
LifeSite News reports that according to political consultant and executive director of Pro-Life Alberta, Richard Doerr, only 37% of Albertans say abortion should always be legal. 43% say only in certain cases, and an additional 9% would outlaw it entirely. As Doerr wrote at the Western Standard, adding those numbers together, you get a majority. That's not fringe. That's Alberta. This comes on the heels of data published by the CBC in June, finding that the number of Albertans who strongly agree with the importance of traditional family values has grown from 35% to 40% over the past 7 years. I'm Bill Alexander.
ChristianToday.com reports the Baptist Union of Great Britain has detailed a wide-range support package to keep students from the now-closed Spurgeon's College on track for the new academic year. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has abandoned his struggling campaign for re-election. Adams announced his exit from the race in a video released Sunday, signaling that he was no longer a credible contender after a year of scandal and political turmoil. Adams spoke broadly and rather proudly of his tenure as mayor. He said he now has his now dismissed federal corruption case left voters wary of him, and that constant media speculation about his future made it impossible to raise enough money to run a serious campaign. Remaining candidates include Democrats Zohran Mamdani and former Governor Andrew Cuomo and Republican Curtis Sliwa. Mamdani beat Cuomo in the Democratic Party primary. In a video statement, Mayor Adams did not endorse another candidate, but warned of insidious forces using local government to advance diversive agenda. This is SRN News.